What was surprising about Chauvet was that it was so early. AMS radiocarbon dating, once again described in the dating section in the guide, allows us to date little flecks of paint from individual paintings so we can actually date the moment when the painting was painted. And the paintings in Chauvet date to between 31,000 and 24,000 years ago, far earlier than Lascaux and Altamira. Paintings with a sophistication which really surprised the experts. But what does all this art mean? Intense debate surrounds the subject. As I said earlier, many theories thought of the art originally as art for art's sake, a creative moment, as you might say. But then, interpretations evolved. People began to think of the art as sympathetic hunting magic. In other words, they painted the animals they were hunting as a way of ensuring that there was plenty of game. But now, today, after years of speculation and extremely, very complicated argument, most authorities now believe that the art was painted by shamans, much of it as a result of solitary vision quests deep in dark caves. The scenario goes like this. A shaman, the word comes from the Siberian word saman, which means a person of power, was someone who, through solitary vision quests, assumed unusual spiritual powers, powers which enabled them to pass in trance, maybe induced by hallucinogens, from the living to the spiritual world. In other words, these people were intermediaries between living people and the forces of nature and animal spirits. They were people who alone could fly free in the spiritual world and see the forces and all these images and mythic beasts. And then they would come from their range, and while it was fresh in their mind, in their altered state of consciousness, they would paint the animals. Now, these modern theories, which involve shamanism, involve using modern-day research on San hunter-gatherer art, that's the Bushman commonly called, in southern Africa. This art, which is magnificent and quite different, it's mainly human figures, signs, animals painted on walls, with a definite background code which we don't really understand, has been understood because a linguist, a German linguist called Wilhelm Bleek, actually talked to San in the late 19th century and recorded the meanings of some of the art. These people told him that the art was very often depicting scenes where hunters would acquire power from the animals they killed, dancing around them as they died, and that other scenes were painted by shamans. And it's been argued that this model could also be applied to the Cro-Magnons. Of course, we're speculating here, but it's very interesting because there is clear evidence that groups of people went into many of these caves. They came in groups far from daylight, congregated sometimes in small caverns, very often in larger ones, where clearly some form of ceremony took place. Maybe an initiation ceremony where knowledge is passed from one generation to the next. That seems to be one of the economical explanations. But there were lots of paintings which are found in obscure chambers, lots of Kabbalistic signs. There are imprints of human hands on the wall where someone has placed their hand on the wall and then blown powder against it to leave the impression on the wall. And this is where the shaman comes in. They believe that in dark caves, the shaman would communicate and go into his vision quest far from daylight, in complete darkness. And then he would come out, or maybe when he was in the same place, he would light a light and paint what he had seen. And that many of these paintings are in fact images of visions, images of the spiritual world.